St. Matthew chapter 2, verse number 1. Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, Where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east, and are come to worship him. When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. And they said unto him, In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet, And thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, art not the least among the princes of Judah, for out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel. Then Herod, when he had privately called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, Go and search diligently for the young child. And when you have found him, bring me word again, that I may come and worship him also. When they had heard the king, they departed, and lo, the star, which they saw in the east, went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. I'd like to teach this morning what I'm calling the quest for Christ. And, of course, as I've told you there, and also in teaching, I'd like to just share a few Christmas thoughts along the way. First thing I want to bring to mention here is these men have set out on a journey to see the Christ child. Amen?
Amen.
And I think it ought to be said true in our lives, even some 2,000 years later, that we still embark upon a journey to see Jesus. Amen? And so, first of all, I want to say to you this morning the guidance that the star brought. I want to bring again to you verse number 9. When they had heard the king, they departed, and lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them. Amen. The guidance. We need some sort of direction in life,
amen,
right? If we're going to be able to obtain and really see Jesus as he is. Now, this was an unusual happening here, what was about to transpire, and this is a beautiful story. And I know that we get caught up in the Christmas season of buying and getting and running and doing, and a lot of times, brethren, we really forget what Christmas is all about. And I've done very well this year. My Christmas shopping is near done. I may have one more, and that's very unusual. I'm usually the 24th trying to see can I find something else, but I've gotten busy this year and about done it all. But the guidance of the star, how important is it for us to take time out in this busy time of the year, Sister Casey, and ourselves go on that personal quest to see Jesus?
Amen.
Now, Brother Bobby and Sister Rhonda sang a wonderful song the other night, and I don't remember all of it, but All I want for Christmas is the presents, huh? And what better gift could each of us receive this year, this Christmas, than his presence? The guidance that the star brought, the star, Brother MacDonald, gave these wise men their direction.
Amen.
And the Bible declared in Mark 1 and 37 that all men seek thee. And it is true today, yet an old adage, that it is truly wise men that seek the Lord. Can you say amen? Aren't you glad that you sought after him and then you was able to find him? Oh, I hope y'all helped me this morning. I'm as nervous as you are. Amen. You know, these wise men setting out here on this personal journey, you know, they were uncertain of where they were going.
Right.
They didn't know how long maybe it was going to be. I don't know all the questions. But all I read here, Brother Chad, is that they seen the star and began to follow.
Right.
Amen. They probably got laughed at, you know. They probably were scorned. You don't even know where you're going. You don't even really know what you're looking for. But they journeyed on anyhow. And you know, we're really not alone in our journey and in our personal quest for Jesus Christ this morning. For the Holy Ghost goes before us. Doesn't he do it?
Amen.
Huh? And he brings us to the place that we can see Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Not only did the star give them their guidance and their direction. I don't know what time I've got to quit. I forgot to ask. Brother Chad, how long do we go?
20 till.
I got to hurry on. Not only does that star, and that's not preaching, that's teaching now. That star not only gave them their guidance, folks, but I believe that that star gave them grace. Amen.
All right.
Because after the ridicule, Brother Wilson, they still had a goal in mind. I'd like to see Jesus for Christmas this year.
Right.
Amen. What would you rather have? Now, I'm 39, and I'm still a kid at heart, and I think that's okay.
Sure.
Amen. I take the boys out nearly daily and remind them that I can still beat them in basketball. They'll tell you otherwise, but when you get them to the truth, I'll take them out every day and show them I can still beat them. I've still got that kid at heart. But as we get older, really there's a turnaround, Brother Shad, because when I was a child, it was always, what could I get? Huh? But then as you get older, it becomes, what can you give? And we find that Christmas is not what we can hold in our hand. But Christmas, Brother Wilson, as we get older, and you're in that age now, that Christmas becomes what we can hold in our heart.
Sure.
Amen. And I'm now to the persuasion, Brother Bobby, that if the house is all right and the children are okay, and there's a meal on the table, we get to that point, and when we see all these things before us, then we realize everything's all right.
Sure.
Amen. So the star gave these men grace. I called Brother Shad this morning, and I want to reflect a story to you that maybe you've already heard Brother Webster give to us at camp meeting a couple of years ago. But these three men, this is the legend of Marco Polo, and I don't have it to read, so I'm just going to give it to you best I can. But these three men set out on a journey, and at night they made up their camp, and one got to disputing what he thought it was going to be like, and the other said, no, it's going to be like this, and the third guy said, no, both of you are wrong, it's going to be like I see it. And they looked up, and the star was gone. And they sat around the campfire a little while longer, and, well, the first guy said, well, you know, you may be right. Let's just wait and see what it's going to be like. And the other said, yeah, I'm with you. The third guy said, yeah, I was probably wrong, and maybe I spoke too harsh. And they looked up, and there the star was. Huh? So they get out going the next day, and they head out on their camels, and I believe the story was told that maybe one of the camels broke a leg or something. I don't remember. And the guy said, we don't have any room for you. You have to walk. And so the guy sets out walking. The other two, well, we fixed him, didn't we? But they looked up, and the star was gone. So they went in a big circle, and they seen their friend walking, and they decided, well, maybe there is room, and you ride with me on my camel. And they looked up, and there it was. Hey, and even in this life, if we try to find Jesus all by ourselves, the star will disappear.
Mm-hmm.
It's when we come together.
Right.
It's when we work together.
Right.
And strive together that the star that God set forth as a burning and glowing emblem, we can look up and see. Huh? So they went on. And I don't remember all of it. I wish I could. But they went on in peaceful harmony to the place where they were seeking after.
Right.
So the star gave these men grace. Amen. And not only did the star give them their direction, but as I've already told you, and I don't want to be too repetitious, they were unsure, Brother Bobby, exactly what they were going after. So the star gave them also their destination.
Sure
it is. Amen. And I'm telling you this morning, brethren, I'm glad that I was able to come to the reality that there was more to Christmas than just gifts.
Right, right.
And more to Christmas than just a meal. I enjoy time with my family. My family is now seemingly scattered, and I'm having a hard time getting us all together. Both of our parents are now gone. Many of you have those same regards. And a lot of times it's just hard to keep things together when the family unit separates. But I keep reminding them that it's more than what we can get at this time of year. but it's what we could give to one another.
Amen.
And the best thing, children, that we could give to one another is just love from the heart. No, I don't have a big gift to give. Brother MacDonald gave us some wonderful gifts last Sunday. And although the gift may not be such form of money, but if I can give from the abundance of my heart, then it's a gift worth giving. Am I helping you at all this morning? Oh, I know I'm going to well up here on you, and I can't help it. I tried not to. But this is a great story. And I challenge you, please take time later, if you haven't already done it, go down and read Herod the King. It was a vicious reply. Go tell me where the young child is that I may come and worship him. He felt that his kingdom was threatened. And that was all, Brother Wilson. I believe that that was, he, you know, they said, we're going to go see the king. We've already seen his star. Have you seen the king's star this year? It's hard to find the king's star at Central Mall.
Yeah.
It's hard to. It's hard to find the king's star out in the town. A lot of times, saints, you got to get right and open up your Bible. And if you'll get down in sincerity, nearly every time, if we'll look through mind's eye, saints, we'll be able to see that star of guidance, that star of grace, that star of direction. We all need God's direction in our life. Do we not? Amen? Come on. You know, a lot of people say, well, I'm not really important in the church because, you know, I'm not a singer or I'm not a preacher. You know, I can't play anything. But hey, we're all important. And it takes each and every one of us. And everybody's got a plan. Do you believe that? And it's important that we all know what our direction is. You know, it's a terrible thing to be lost. I went out in some woods years ago, and it's always frightened me ever since then. But you get way out in them woods, every tree starts looking the same.
Right.
Yeah. And it's a terrifying experience when you know you're out there by yourself and you're lost. We need that star of direction this morning.
Amen.
Because we're in a world that if we're not careful, we get dazed and confused in. Come on now.
Amen.
Have you ever been there? When at the end of the day, now we're busy people. Me and my wife are the busiest young married couple that I know of. And at day's end, we never have anything accomplished. Anybody like that? Am I the only one?
All right.
I know I'm not. You probably won't admit it. But at the end of the day, Brother Randall, we sit down and we count our gains and our losses. And we realize that a lot of those things that we meant to do, we just didn't get them done. And I don't know how we got so busy. Can somebody help me, Brother Shad? How did we? I don't know how we did it.
All right.
But I know one thing. It is a constant grind daily to find time for God's Word. I'm trying to teach on finding your direction. Because there is, you know, I read to you there in Mark 1 and 37, it said, all men seek thee, do we? Oh, wouldn't it be precious if everybody in the world this Sunday morning would put aside the follies of the world and put aside the football games and all the sports and all of our revelings, and if everybody for just one day would really seek Him. Oh, what a difference in the world. Oh, I hope I'm helping you this morning. I'm doing my best. Not only did the star give them grace, I like this one, but the star gave these men great joy. I read it to you. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. Now, brethren, when we embark and set out on this quest for Christ that I'm trying to teach to you this morning, a lot of times it involves work. Huh? Oh, yes, sir. I do not believe it. You can read down through these 11 verses here that I've read to you, and it just seems like all of a sudden they set out and it happened. But I believe, children, that it took some work.
Right.
It took some sincere effort. And, you know, it's an earnest effort, I believe, that was put forth by these men. Herod had some evil intentions. But these three men had some very earnest expectations that for Christmas this year, I'd like to be found in the presence of this newborn baby. And I preached some years ago, and I don't even know if I kept the notes. But I preached on a gift just in time for Christmas. And, you know, really, and I've already told it to you, and it is the fact, you know, when we reach that point, and when we, Brother Marty, when we finally get there, that it's not what I can get, but it's what I can give, no matter the work. No matter how much it's going to cost me of myself, wouldn't it be worth it if I could get in the presence of this Christ child? I don't believe not only did the star sometime cause this Brother Shad to have to work, but this star brings wonder to us. It brought amazement to the world. I'd like to somehow this morning in the next few minutes, if I could, I wish I could take us all back to that place, Brother Bobby. And I wish we could just peek inside at what really was going on inside that stable. And the wonder as the heavens opened up and the angels came down and they gave glad tidings and said, "Joy to the world, the Lord has come." And not only did it bring wonder, but it caused these men to fall on their knee and begin to worship. I'd like for Thomas Bohan this Christmas season, I'd like to find that place, Brother Shad, where I could be found worshiping and not wanting. Huh? Really, we got more than we need. But if I could find myself in the presence of Christ, what a present for this Christmas.
Yes.
Amen. Oh, I got a lot here today. I hope I don't bore you. I wrote a little poem this morning. It probably won't make the poem list. Nobody's going to want to write this down anywhere, but I wanted to share it with you. It just kind of come to me there pretty quick. I taught it our first Christmas day. A babe in a manger lying on the hay, thus brought the world our first Christmas day. Three men on a journey with precious gifts to display, thus giving the world our first Christmas day. So as the stars shone bright to lead the men on their way, it still shines for the world as we celebrate Christ's birth on Christmas Day. Now, brethren, that right there is what it's all about. I came up under a home that Sister Casey, we really didn't know. If Mom and Dad had any inkling, they didn't act like it. They bought our presents, the few that we were able to get, on the 24th, and really, Christmas morning, Sister Julene, we just woke up, and it was just another day. And I decided when I got older that as I had children, that we would certainly do things at least a little different. Do I buy for them? Yeah. Are they spoiled? Sure. But before I allow them to touch a gift, Sister Shirley, we said, and I opened the Bible and read to them the Christmas story.
Sure.
Amen. And at least remind them, boys, it's not what you're fixing to open. It's not what we went and bought for you. But it said a Christ child was born. And for this day, we celebrate and are thankful. The star gave these men not only their direction, but it also gave them their distinction.
Sure.
It set these men apart. The book that I have here, it said the legend give them their names. I'm not sure if that's really their name or not, but I know one thing is a fact, that around every nativity scene nearly, you find them three men.
Right.
They set out to see Jesus. They meant business, and they weren't going to be stopped for anything.
Right.
But aren't you glad for the star? Bible said that they saw the star of the east, and it went before them.
Yeah.
And led them to the place where he laid. Christmas. What does it really mean for us now? Huh? When you sit down on the 24th after the mall is closed and all the shopping's done and you've got all the food cooking, and we begin to reflect, A lot of time we reflect on the year that has swiftly gone by. And this has been a very fast-paced year, saints. And next year will probably be even quicker. But when we begin to reflect on the Christmas thoughts, I'd like to at least leave something with you this morning, Brother Bob, that we remember. And I know we all know really what Christmas is. If I can just hold it in my hand, if I could just pull all of Christmas that I feel this morning and hold it, Brother Wilson, in my hand, and then carry that on into next year, the feeling that Christmas brings. I'm a very emotional fella at Christmas. Can you tell that this morning? I can't help it. I love this time of year.
Sure.
I love the lights and the music. Men, don't fall out with me, but I enjoy going to town at Christmas. I enjoy looking for nice things for my wife and things that she said, and I'd like to have that. And I wouldn't mind. I'll try to get them. Amen. I've been a blessed man. The Lord, Brother Wilson, since I was able to see the star, He's brought this guy a long way, and He's brought you a long way. We're not here this morning by accident. We're here this morning, church, because we've seen the star in the east.
Amen.
And we embarked on a journey that brought us not to the manger, but brought us to the place where He desires and inquires to meet us now. And He'll meet with us this morning. I feel Him right now. Maybe you don't feel as much as I'm feeling. But I tell you what, if we could just set aside just a few minutes now and reflect on just how good that the Lord hath been to us, then we would agree as these wise men that now's the time that we begin to fall on our knees and worship Him. Amen. They brought the Lord, each one of them bearing a gift, and placed the gift. The Bible said they opened their treasures and they presented unto Him gifts. The children sung a song years ago, "What gift could I give? What gift could I bring that would be worthy to give to a king?" Y'all remember that? And the only gift that we could find to give that year, and it's still the only gift that we can find this year, is just us. And that's really all, Sister Cindy, that the Lord ever wanted us to really give, was just give us. And then He gives us the guidance. And when we give of all that we know, then He gives us the grace. And then we, with great joy, as these men did, when they saw the star, they rejoiced with great joy. It wasn't a dread. They had come a long way. They had went through a lot of peril to get to this place. And they finally have arrived. And oh, what joy it brings when we get in His presence. Oh, I want to read something to you this morning and try to get to where maybe I can finish this. You know, long before science came up with ways of directing men, Brother Shad, the men, the sailors, they looked to the star. Amen? Let me read this to you. The stars are constant and dependable. An astronomer can predict with surety their movements, ascertaining what position a particular star maintained 1,000 years ago. The stars are most clearly seen when it is night. When the earth is darkest, they shine with great brilliance. Just so when we are overwhelmed by clouds of despondency, when our lives are shrouded in a night of fear, then we see most clearly the light of God's truth and the brightness of His all-comprehending love. Could the Almighty have chosen a more suitable or appropriate symbol for Christmas than a star? Brother Wilson preached so good to us the other night. You can be feeling okay in the daytime, But as soon as it gets dark, the sickness comes back on you. Huh? And you can be all alone in a busy world and feel like that night just looms over you. But it's in those times, if I can remember, that when night is at its best, if you will, then God is at His best. And I can clearly then see the star that He has put forth to lead me in the way. Oh, come on. Amen. Aren't you thankful this morning as we draw near to the time when we celebrate His nativity? I'd like Brother Marty to go into it with a new resilience. That, Lord, I'm going to thank You because You came. I'm going to thank You because You cared. And it's not some myth. Christmas isn't a myth. But it's an everyday happening for the saint of God. Oh, hallelujah. I want to read this to you again and try to finish up. When they heard the king, they departed. And lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them till it came and stood where the young child was. Amen. If I could, if we all could, if we could just somehow see what really happened on that morning when Mary and Joseph, after a long day's journey, no room in the inn, no place for them to lay down, nowhere for the king to be born, but just an old barn out in the back. But oh, how it would have been for us, Brother Bobby, to be able to peer over the gate. And as these three men did, stand in the presence of the newborn king on Christmas Day. Amen. How good it will be for you and I if in this busy season, if we will remember what it's all about. I don't want to forget. I don't ever want to forget what really Christmas means in my heart. But that a king was born and that a king still reigns and that his star still shines in the east to lead us into his presence. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Talk to you about the direction. I want to talk to you again about the distinction. You are set apart in this world to be a light. Amen. For the Bible said we are the light of the world, a city that's set upon the hill which cannot be hid. We were in the business place last night and looking for some things, and this lady inquired of where we went to church. And I told her, I said, we attend the house of prayer. She said, oh, I attended there as a child. She said, I remember Jack and Bessie Hickerson. She said, they were the greatest people that I ever knew. And I said, ma'am, she knew Brother Jack had gone, and she still stays in touch with Sister Bessie at times, and I did not get the lady's name. I said, ma'am, come and visit with us, sir. Well, she said, I'm going to this other church, but she said, now y'all do have church on Tuesday. I said, yes, ma'am. I said, just come and see. It is our job, not just at Christmas time, Brother Wilson, but every day of the year, to try to bring others into the presence of the Christ child. Huh? And let them feel the things that we feel. The world, this means nothing to the world this morning, Sister Rhonda. They're not really interested in the manger. They're not interested in the star. It's just another story to them. But if we allow it to go deeper, if we allow it to go deep in our bosom, that when we reflect on exactly what it means to find that star in the east and then embark on the journey, the quest for Christ. Oh, I'd like to get in His presence, wouldn't you, this morning? And then when I'm in His presence, I'd like to fall down and just worship. Not asking for anything. There's really nothing that I need more than His presence today. Amen. I don't know how much time. Did you say 20 till, Brother McDonald? And I've got maybe two more minutes, and I'd like to finish this. I know I've not done as Brother Hank would have done for you, but I just wanted to share a few thoughts with you this morning concerning the quest for Christ. I'd like to always be about, Brother Wilson, finding that place where I can be drawn to the presence of Jesus. Not only at this time of year where we celebrate His birth, but all throughout the year, if we'll find ourselves in the presence, Sister Casey, of Christ, then we will become the saints and the children of God that He can direct and that He can guide and that He can give grace to. Can see in me what Christ really wanted them to see, and that was just that the King had come and that the work could begin from that manger to the hearts of men. And as we reflect this year, I challenge you, if you've not already, take some time to read through the Christmas story and how precious a story that it is. And don't just take it as light reading. But someone had to go before us. Somebody had to lead the way, Brother Randall, that you and I could also follow and find that star of direction. That we could find that star of grace and we could find that star that could help me realize that Christmas is not what I can get, but it's what I can give. The three men didn't come asking of the newborn, but they come giving. And when I come giving to Him, then I also leave receiving from Him. Amen. No better time of year for us to receive from the newborn babe than this time of year. As I've already told you, it's plain to see this morning, Christmas is a special time for me because God allowed me to be drawn in and to be saved and to become part of the family of God and then to actually become and realize what it meant. So I urge you today as I finish and step down, maybe they'll be coming on, to, in this busy time, take time to reflect and realize, really, what does it mean? Man, we've seen the star in the east. Aren't you glad this morning that you've seen the star?
Amen.
And that the star leads us into the presence of Christ. And no better gift could I receive this year than the presence of Christ. May the Lord bless you this morning. I've done my best.